I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday said as the result of an ongoing investigation, 32-year-old Jody Lynn Bailey of Wyota was arrested Wednesday on a sheriff's office warrant for three charges of sex abuse second degree and three charges of child endangerment. Bailey was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she remains held on $100,000 bond. On April 5th, as a result of a traffic stop, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 29-year-old Kasim T. Brewington and 28-year-old Sidney Mannon, both of Schenectady, New York, on one charge each of possession of marijuana first offense. Subjects were cited and released. And on April 6th, 33-year-old Jessica Lynn Pedrin of Council Bluffs was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for probation violation. Pedrin was taken to the Cass County Jail and held without bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports two separate arrests on Friday. At approximately 6:30 p.m., officers arrested 21-year-old Tyler Blaine Baucom of Red Oak for OWI drugged first offense. Baucom was arrested at 106 West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. At approximately 11:21 p.m., officers arrested 26-year-old Lisa Ann Blake of Newmarket at the intersection of Highway 34 and K Avenue for driving while barred. Blake was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Thursday of Bobby Bryce Horn. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says Horn was arrested in the 2500 block of 130th Street in rural Clarinda for possession of drug paraphernalia. A man arrested last spring during a protest in Des Moines calling attention to racial injustice has been acquitted of a misdemeanor count of failure to disperse. The Des Moines Register reports that a judge found 33-year-old Daniel Butts of Des Moines not guilty on Thursday of the count, saying prosecutors had not proved that Butts violated the law. Prosecutors had argued that Butts was among those in an area where violence had broken out who failed to leave after police ordered the crowd to disperse. But Butts and his attorney offered video showing Butts had moved across the street from the area into a store parking lot where shoppers were still present and not rounded up by police. A dog traveling in a 2000 Chevy Impala in Union County jumped into the driver's lap, causing her to lose control on Thursday, resulting in a collision. The Union County Sheriff's Office says 41-year-old Melinda Ann Folland of Afton was driving the car northbound in the 1700 block of Osage Street at around 12:11 p.m. when the incident occurred. When she lost control, her car entered the southbound lane. 74-year-old Wayne E. Hill of Afton was driving a 2010 Ford Escape. He saw the car cross into his lane and honked his horn. He also took evasive action to the point of attempting to exit the road, but his SUV was sideswiped by the car. The driver's side curtain airbags deployed on the SUV. Hill brought his vehicle to a stop off the roadway to the west. As a result of airbag deployment, he suffered from swelling below his left eye. A front seat passenger in his vehicle experienced pain in her chest. Both Hill and his passenger refused medical treatment at the scene. The car came to rest in the northbound lane of travel. Both vehicles were declared a total loss, with the dollar amount of loss estimated at $16,000. Cass County naturalist Laura Canning says we have one of the best views in southwest Iowa to observe spring woodland wildflowers right here outside Atlantic. And the Cass County Conservation Board is holding a wildflower walk to take in their beauty. The program will be held at the Pellet Memorial Woods north of Atlantic off of Olive Street beginning at 9 a.m. on April 24th. There is no charge to participate. Oak Strollers Nature Club for families are welcome to join in at that event. And Canning says we invite you to walk through the early spring wildflowers with our naturalist, learn the names, uses, and history of these wildflowers. Those in attendance will meet at Pellet Memorial Woods, which is located a 1/2 mile north and 3/4 mile east of the KJN radio station. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop Thursday afternoon resulted in the arrest of a man from Elliott. 24-year-old Kyle Andrew Nicholson was taken into custody for driving while revoked. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and later released on $1,000 cash bond. That's a look at the latest in area news. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.